So I just wanted to talk a bit about vines today, and I think vines are quite an interesting piece of social media. I think the first thing is that what a lot of people don't realise is that it is quite closely tied to Twitter, and well, it is one of their companies, and you can sort of see the way that it's built in the way that Twitter was the first piece of social media that allowed people to be creative with blogging, because effectively Twitter invented microblogging. And similarly, what's happened is, well, what's happened with Twitter is it's now embedded into the day-to-day of the workings of social media, and it's put more of a spotlight on social media, because before that there was blogging and audio was sort of, the audio stuff was still there, but people might not have got to it enough. And I think that the limitations of Twitter has allowed Facebook to be more prominent, and have an alternative version. So the alternative would be Twitter. So it sounds strange in saying that Twitter's allowed itself to allowed social media to be social media, but I believe that that's what it's done. It's allowed someone to have choice and not have to write a million and one words on a blog. We don't have to have a post and just put this kind of rubbish that's out there and recycle stuff. On Facebook, sometimes it's difficult to maybe do that. And Twitter's allowed another stream of information to be done in a slightly different way. And I think the modern day trends of social media means that we've now got video blogging, or micro video blogging. You obviously on YouTube we have video blogging and vlogs, but moving on from vlogs again, people might not want that, so they'd now been offered a 6 second version of that. And I think that the micro video blogging aspect is now us diversifying into a more manageable bite-sized chunk of sharing information, and in that sense social media is a great thing. And it's now allowed us to explore different types of media, I guess. And since Facebook and then Twitter, what we've seen is more people are now thinking, well, they're really just text based. It would be more interesting if we could find different versions of these things, and micro blog pictures or videos. And the Vine was done for that reason. It was done to, similarly, like Twitter, to challenge people and allow them to be creative and free, but at the same time with that limitation of the 6 seconds. And I'm not sure how they came up with 6 seconds, but you know, it's a great number, and it seems to, the idea of Vine seems to have spread, and it seems to be doing really well. And I think the hope would be now that people can move on to other platforms of media that were always available to them, but now that there is more out there, the hope is that the sort of crossovers between all of these elements, and with other social media tools involved, hopefully there'll be a more connected approach in social media where we are including a number of social outlets and on different various media, so it isn't all text based. And this also means that we can now include people within the mental health sector, people with disabilities, eyesight problems, people that have got problems not just with their eyes but with their hearing. We've now got different types of media that are genuinely accessible to all people. So in some ways there is no excuse anymore. People can communicate their ideas and values, and there is information out there in different formats. And I think this would be a developing role in social media as well as time goes on.